This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day. Starting with today's first topic. The Madras High Court has called upon the Reserve Bank of India to take another look at the valuation process involved in the merger between DBS Bank India and Lakshmi Vilas Bank. This re-evaluation is to focus on the assets and shares of both entities before their amalgamation in November 2020. Additionally, the RBI is urged to make a new decision regarding the reduction of share value and the writing off of Tier 2 bonds. This move seeks to ensure fairness and transparency in the merger process. Moving to next topic. In April 2024, bank holidays will impact banking operations, including closures on specific Saturdays. Notably, banks will be closed on Saturday, April 27, 2024. Plan accordingly to avoid any inconvenience. Moving to the next topic. We delve into the financial distress faced by SL Homes and Primcom Media Distribution Ventures. The National Company Law Tribunal, or NCLT, has initiated insolvency proceedings against both entities. This action comes after Next Real Tech's failure to repay a substantial loan amounting to 261 crore rupees to Indiabulls Housing Finance. Moving to the next topic. Maruti Suzuki has achieved a remarkable milestone. The company announced its highest quarterly net profit ever, amounting to 3,878 crore rupees in the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2024. This is a significant 48% increase from the 26,241 crore INR in the same quarter of the previous year. A momentous achievement for the company. Moving to our last topic. The United States Trade Representative labels India as one of the most challenging major economies concerning intellectual property rights, protection, and enforcement. India remains on the priority watch list, sharing the category with nations like China, Indonesia, Russia, Chile, and Venezuela. Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the News Talk app.